This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are open for you right now here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, again, the telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn about Klaus Financial, the separate divisions, a little bit different ways they can help you, or if you're an employer, some really good stuff there as well up at Klaus Financial. If you scroll down towards the bottom, you'll see an envelope that says Stay Current. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly email you receive. It's got a little snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also a link to the most recent podcast. All of that and much more available online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And if you've got a question this morning, get you on the air with our retirement planning professional. It's a telephone number here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. And joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and Josh Sterling. Malia, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm excited. I am doing well. I'm ready for spring, and I'm excited for this conversation because it's a fascinating one. And Josh, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Thank you so much, Sean. Glad to be here.
And we've got an interesting conversation, something having to do with, of course, we look towards April and we look at, the planet. And, of course, I know a lot of people want to be responsible when it comes to every aspect of life, including investing. And we're going to talk with Josh about that on this week's program. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. You can subscribe to the podcast there as well. Telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And before we get into the conversation this week about social responsible investing, let's take a look back. Last week, of course, each and every week we do a Klaus Quiz Question Week. Last week was no exception. Let's take a look back at last week and do the Klaus Quiz Question. We can get the question from last week's show and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so every week we try to have some relevant topics to discuss, and last week was no exception when we went through the FDIC insurance limits for everyone to understand for their own bank accounts and so forth. And so last week's question was, FDIC insured accounts cover a depositor up to $250,000 per ownership category, true or false? Robert of Wanakee, this is the second week in a row we've had a winner from Wanakee, ooh, so shout out to them in Wanakee. He correctly answered true. So listen carefully this week, and you might hear the answer in our show today.
Listen closely. As Malia mentioned, chance to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy from our friends at Klaus Financial. Again, listen closely. Typically, both the question and the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program, and we'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. So today we're going to be talking about a special type of investing for some of people they may be very much interested in doing. Correct, Malia?
Yeah. So today, as Sean mentioned, we're excited to have Josh Sterling with us. He's a CFA, a certified financial analyst. He's also the director of our portfolio management team here at Klaus Financial. So we had to pull him away from all his graphs today to get him in. Josh is going to help educate us on what's actually meant by socially responsible and ESG investing. And again, the topic is timely because it happens to coincide coming up in April with the celebration of Earth Day, which is actually on April 22nd. So, you know, every year more than a billion people across the world celebrate Earth Day, and they're looking for ways to protect the planet from things like pollution or deforestation. And by taking parts in activities like maybe picking up litter or planting trees. And on our level, believe it or not, we work with clients to see about if they can receive their financial statements electronically versus mail. So you might want to talk to your financial advisor and see if you can make that happen as well, to do things with less paper. So today we're going to discuss a type of investing that many people are already currently engaged in, but others are curious about the nuances and so forth. So, Josh, we're going to ask you to expound on this type of investing.
Yeah, thanks, Malia. I'd love to. So let's dig right into socially responsible investing, or simply SRI. This is an investing strategy that aims to generate both social change and positive financial returns for an investor. Investments may include companies making a positive, sustainable, or social impact, and excluding companies that are making negative impacts. Other names for SRI include sustainable investing, ethical investing, or values-based investing. Now, contrary to widespread belief, this type of investing is not new. You can go back to the mid-1700s, more than 200 years ago, where some of the earliest promoters of socially responsible investing existed. One of these investors was John Wesley, who was one of the founders of the Methodist Church. He outlined to others that your use of money should not be used to hurt your neighbor through the use of business practices, and to avoid industries like tanning, chemical productions, which could harm the health of workers. There was also the suggestion that investors should avoid companies associated with sinful practices, such as guns, liquors, and tobacco. The modern era of SRI evolved in the 1960s, with investors leaning towards companies that were sensitive in addressing equality for women, civil rights, and labor issues. Since the late 1990s, SRI has grown towards promoting environmentally sustainable development as well. So fast forward to today, we've seen sustainable investing become far more popular very quickly. We've seen many more types of investors becoming involved, like individuals who invest, and they might invest part of their savings or retirement plans in mutual funds that specialize in seeking companies with good labor and environmental practices. You also have credit unions and community development banks that have a specific mission for serving low and middle income communities. Of course, hospitals and medical schools that refuse to invest in tobacco companies, or foundations that support community development loan funds and other high social impact investments in line with their missions. And of course, religious institutions that file shareholder resolutions to urge companies in their portfolios to meet strong ethical and governance standards. So a wide variety of types of people that might want to include ESG or socially responsible investing in their portfolios. Investors who are interested in SRI may select investments based on a company's revenue sources and business practices that align with their values. An example of a person who is passionate about environment may be inclined to invest in wind and solar companies. Or if you care about supporting the advancement of women, you may have some funds that invest in women-owned companies. Someone investing in this way may either actively eliminate or select their investments according to specific ethical guidelines. Obviously, since everyone has different values, each investor will define SRI in their own personal way. The bottom line, though, is many more investors today do want to see their money go towards investments that are both profitable and ones that reflect their social values.
Really interesting stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Josh Sterling and Malia Cuevas. We've got questions for Malia and Josh. Love to get you on the air this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Think about two reasons to sleep well at night. One, of course, investments, doing the right thing. And of course, thinking, okay, we're growing investments. And of course, knowing that at the same time, you're doing well for the things that are important to you. That's a really, really fascinating area of investing. Of course, talking this morning with Josh Sterling and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Kloss Financial. You can also get to know the team at Kloss Financial on the website. Josh, Malia, CJ, everybody at Kloss Financial. They've got a little area on that website, and listen back to the podcasts as well. So we hear about some other strategies out there as well that folks may hear when it comes to this area of investing, right, Josh?
Absolutely. So SRI investing is not the only type of kind of sustainable investing that's out there. Another big area is ESG investing, which stands specifically for environmental social governance. We've seen a big uptick in this investing type over the past 10 to 20 years. To speak more specifically to it, it helps evaluate certain factors of companies that are more difficult to quantify. Traditional finance, revenue, expenses, and other traditional investment measurements are easier to quantify and compare with different companies. So for example, looking at common ESG factors would include the environmental factor, which is associated with a company's carbon footprint most often, which takes a look at the level of carbon emissions that a company releases into the environment, and their policy on overall energy consumption, and the risks of fine if a company is careless. For example, if a company's mismanagement caused an oil spill, that would be a very bad thing. It could have financial repercussions. It also looks at whether companies make improvements with their technology to make them more operationally efficient. When we look at social factors, this refers to how companies impact individuals and the community. Think about this topic like donating to local charities or bigger issues associated with safety risks to employees in a manufacturing setting. If social factors aren't monitored, bigger problems around employee strikes or consumer boycotts can impact the business's bottom line. And finally, governance may look at the quality of management, conflicts of interest, or even executive compensation, making sure that they're not overpaying executives.
That is, again, this is, I think for a lot of folks that are listening, they're going, I like what I'm hearing. And a lot of folks may not be familiar with this. I know it's becoming more popular. We'll get some of the details on the growth of this type of investing, socially responsible investing. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Josh. In the meantime, if you've got a question, love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. I've mentioned the website earlier as well, klaasfinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about Klaas Financial. Separate divisions. Also, while you're there, you can submit a question to be answered in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner and sign up as well for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. The telephone number for Klaas Financial right here in Madison, the office, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Obviously, as more people become aware of this, there becomes more interest, more conversation. We'll get some of the details on how big ESG investing is and how it's growing or what's going on there, what they're seeing at Klaas Financial and what they're seeing in the industry as well. We'll get those details. We'll take your call next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, Malia Cuevas and Josh Sterling. If you've got a question for Malia and Josh, love to get you on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air here at the station. Of course, you can learn more about Klaas Financial on their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, a great website there. Also, of course, their telephone number, no charge for the initial get-to-know appointment at Klaas Financial, complimentary to you, 608-442-5637. Again, that's 608-442-5637. Talking this week about a very interesting process for investing, and it's more than just investments, about thinking about what you're investing in. It's called socially responsible investing, among other names. And when we talk about socially responsible investing or ESG investing, as we're seeing this, Malia, are we seeing growth, and or what are we kind of seeing out there when it comes to folks that are looking to ESG in that investor space? Are we seeing more options, more things out there? Is this becoming more popular?
Yeah, I mean, as Josh told us, it's not something new. Mm-hmm. It's been around, but it really has greatly grown in the last decade, and we're seeing the availability of these types of funds just about everywhere. So, and if it wasn't important, we wouldn't be talking about it this morning either. So, so what we're seeing in 2022, this is according to the Sustainable Investment Foundation, there were actually 444 mutual funds and over 170 ETFs that currently have ESG funds. Hmm. So together with investment companies, over $1.2 trillion are invested in sustainable investments. So both the pandemic and also climate-friendly federal investments helped boost that momentum. which showed the financial appeal of sustainable funds for investors, even those focused more on financial return than impact. So people are looking at both sides of this. Can I make a decent return, but also, you know, do something that will help help the world overall? So in the last couple of years, ESG funds really have become less of what we would call a fringe category, and sustainable stocks have gradually crossed over into some more traditional funds. So we're seeing global investors are increasingly focused on ESG issues in their investment strategies, as 89% of investors considered ESG issues in some part of their investment approach back in 2022, according to a Capital Group study. And this is what's really amazing. Some 90% of all companies either have or they're in the process of developing a formal strategy to manage corporate environmental, social, and government practices. So that's really key here to understand, as we said, it's moved over from the fringe category over to something that's impacting everybody.
I've got to ask you, Malia, too, when you're meeting with clients and chatting with them, are they often bringing this up, or is this something that you're bringing to them, or is it kind of a mixture of both?
Yeah, so we actually... you know, we tell people we have these available. Josh will go into that into a little more detail. But some people literally come to the table and say, you know, I've been hearing about this. Is there something I can do? And of course, there's others that they're not as concerned. So it's nice that we in our portfolios actually have something like this available to speak to. So I think Josh can answer that question even better.
Excellent. We'll get in with Josh a little bit about that. We'll also talk about, I think sometimes people say, oh, this sounds fantastic. Does it cost more? We'll get the details in just a moment from Josh and that. In the meantime, if you've been thinking about these types of things and you've got questions, of course, the folks at Kloss Financial love to chat with you. Of course, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. The telephone number is 608-442-5637. Again, it's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That first meeting, it is complimentary to you. You can learn more online, KlaasFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. We'll talk about ESG investing. Is it right for you? What are some of the questions to answer? What is that need to be asked? And we'll also find out about some of the costs and some of the other things involved with it. We'll get those details from Josh and Malia. We will do that next and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals this morning, Malia Cuevas and Josh Sterling. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website there. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. Also want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will do our Kloss Quiz Question League. Chance to win a $25 gift card to Best Buy. Again, we'll do that in just a moment. Talking this morning, though, about ESG, socially responsible investing, ESG, environmental, social, and governance investing. And it's become very popular for a number of really, really good reasons. And Josh, why should and who should be considered whether ESG investing is right for them?
It's definitely a big question. And I'll be honest, ESG investing might not be an investment option for everybody. But it is a form of investing that's attracting a lot of individual investors. So today, there are tens of thousands of companies that people might want to invest in. And they might want to consider factors beyond simply just their returns. ESG helps to analyze those companies and give them valuable information to those end investors. Now, we should pause for a quick second on returns. There can be some discussion about how implementing ESG impacts the end results of your returns. There are fair points to consider when looking at ESG investing that will impact those returns. So, sustainable investing does typically cost more to implement. While costs have come down quite a bit historically, there's still typically an increased cost compared to the non-ESG investment counterparts. There's more to analyze. There's more to disclose. You have to hire specialists, and it's a specialty solution. So it's a higher cost. Also, sustainable investing might exclude an investment that would perform really well in a normal portfolio. This could lead to the sustainable portfolio having lower returns, but it might also exclude an investment that loses value. So it could be vice versa. Now, there's no hard evidence to show that ESG factors definitively means higher or lower returns. The only thing we certainly know is that there are no guarantees in investing. We can look to research, analysis, or history to try and answer the question, does it make a difference? So to give an example, we'll look at a white paper here. In 2019, Morgan Stanley put together this paper called Sustainable Reality, Analyzing Risk and Returns of Sustainable Funds. This paper looked at over 10,000 funds to see if there was evidence to show that sustainable investing returned noticeably more or less than traditional funds. The results showed that there were no discernible differences in returns over the period of 2004 to 2018. So here at KLAS, we've seen an uptick in people requesting ESG or sustainable portfolios that they can invest in. A few years ago, our portfolio management team developed a specialty investment strategy designed around sustainable investing. This is a strategy for those individuals who want to invest with these factors in mind. Now, we still have our traditional portfolios, and to be honest, it's where most of our clients invest. However, we've certainly seen more people request these different options. So if you're interested in learning more about this, I would encourage you to speak to your own financial advisor, or if you don't have one, reach out to KLAS Financial, and one of our advisors can speak more about this and see if it's a right fit.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Josh Sterling and Malia Cuevas. A lot of great information this week. This is one of those topics where if you haven't heard it before, heard people talk about it, you may have questions. And it's a great time to have that conversation with KLAS Financial. Great day to pick up the phone. Give them a call, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at KLAS Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. And the website, klasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. I mentioned the telephone number as well. It's time now for the KLAS Quiz Question Leak. So you definitely want to hold on to that. In just a moment, I'll ask you the KLAS Quiz Question Leak. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the KLAS Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's KLAS Quiz Question Leak is this. How long has socially responsible investing, SRI, been around for? Over 50 years or more than 200 years? Telephone number 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win that $25 gift card to Best Buy. Don't forget as well, that's KLAS Financial office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. And the website, klasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, Josh, it was great chatting with you. Josh, great to get to know you. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. And you guys enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean.
Take care, guys. News is next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with KLAS Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. KLAS Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of KLAS Financial.